Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lowe's.
Tough to nap, John. Tough to nap.
We are very, very fortunate to have with us the supervisor of the town of North Hempstead, Judy Bosworth, who is going over what the town is doing in this most terrible and difficult time. But I think what I want to stress, which I've said before, is they jumped in here early, they're proactive, and they're doing everything they can. One of the issues that I believe Judy has, because we're dealing with seniors here, is communication. And how are you communicating with everybody, Judy?
So we're trying to use as multifaceted approach as possible. You know, it would be easy to just say we're putting messages up on our website and we're sending people emails. But the truth of the matter is not everybody has a computer. Not everybody knows or wants to be dealing with emails. So we've been trying to use many different ways of communicating with the people of the town of North Hempstead. We've done robocalls. You know, I had mentioned we did first robocall on March 4th. We're trying to do a robocall once a week. I don't want to do them too often because then people say, oh, it's her again. But the robocalls are important.
Yeah, Bonnie, right. Don't answer the phone.
Right. Because they're a good method of making sure that everyone is hearing the most updated information. So we try to make sure that in the robocalls, it's not just, oh, these are unprecedented times, you know, wash your hands and be careful. There are always, which of course is very, very important, but we always make sure that there are announcements of some sort or another that are important for people to hear. So we're doing robocalls. We are doing public service announcements. And the public service announcements, while on social media and on YouTube and online, are also on our North Hempstead TV channel. Because we find that many of our seniors watch North Hempstead TV. So any information that we're putting out, we're making sure also appears on North Hempstead TV. We are putting messages up on electronic signs. We are doing media releases. We have printed flyers. I actually have a lot of them here with me because for some reason I thought we were going to be showing this. But so there, we're trying to find as many different ways of communicating with our residents as possible because we know how important it is for people to hear what the issues are, what they need to do to protect themselves and to protect others. I mean, an example is we just, you know, dealt with, and I would say dealt with, we celebrated some very important holidays. We celebrated Easter, we celebrated Passover. But we couldn't celebrate them in the ways that we would normally celebrate them because we could not have family members coming over. So many people celebrated Easter Sunday via Zoom, had the Passover Seders via Zoom. Not the best way to do it, but an alternative way so that you can still be connecting with your family, but making sure that we're maintaining social distance and keeping safe. So, you know, so that was, you know, one of the things that we talked about, you know, on one of the robocalls is please, as hard as it is, make sure that you're not getting together with groups to celebrate these holidays. So these are messages that are important. Another message that is, so this is just a little joke. Someone had texted me, you know, and the holiday of Passover deals with the 10 plagues. So the Passover was canceled due to a plague. So that just struck me as being funny. We expanded our hours of our...
And you said it so well. You really, you're good.
So, you know, we're aware that it's hard for seniors to go food shopping. And really the best thing is not to go to the store, is to see if you can have the items delivered or have a family member bring them to you and leave them outside so you're not, interacting. But if you need to go to the store or you want to go to the store. We know many of the stores have, in fact, allocated certain earlier times for only seniors to go shopping. And we've adjusted our Project Independence taxi rides so that the hours for that have also been extended. So the new extended hours are from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Christina, you'll jump in if I'm saying something that's wrong. And we've also included the rides for medical appointments or any kind of doctor appointments or medical services. And when I say also, it's those hours are extended. Up until now, there's always been a small charge for that. During this time of this emergency, we have waived those fees so that when you do it, the tip is also included. We don't want our seniors to have an exchange of money with someone who's driving, an exchange of a credit card. So there are no fees now, not only for food shopping, but no fees for medical appointments as well. It will go back once we're past this crisis. But right now, we want to make sure that we're providing every service that we can to make sure that our seniors feel protected and taken care of.
You know, you said something there which people don't pay attention to, is the transfer of money. You're not paying, you really don't want to touch it. And again, I go back to my wife because she's my Jiminy Cricket.
Mine too.
The other day I went for gas and I said, fill it up. And it was like, I don't know, $18. I had 20. And I said, keep the change. Now, in one extreme, these people could use it anyway. But in a normal time, you're not leaving a tip. You give them the card, you put $20.72 and you drive away. I didn't want the two singles back. And maybe that's being excessive, but at this point in time, it's not worth it. I mean, you want to be as safe as possible.
John, at this time, there's no such thing as being excessive. Another way of doing it is going to the gas station, having a $20 bill and saying, could you fill it up for $20?
Right, that's true too. You know, you don't want it back. It's a terrible thing, but it's the world we're in right now, and I don't see it changing tomorrow, but that's just, you know, I have no knowledge of when it's over, but this is, Otto, you're going to say something. This is the new norm, Otto?
Yeah, well, fruit shopping, other than health, which I think is the number one issue that people have to deal with, but then comes, I believe, food shopping, and it's a conflict, really. You know, take a taxi and go, or don't take a taxi and try to use things like Instacart or Umbrella or whatever, all of who are in overload. We put an order into Instacart. It's a two-week delivery, but you know, you order accordingly. So I think that one of the key items in this whole thing is going to be keeping people out of the supermarket or being in the supermarket protected with following all the rules. With masks and gloves and the whole routine that goes along with it. And I think that's one of the more difficult parts of the taxi program, in a sense that it's a little bit of a conflict with what the main goal is, which is to be socially isolated. So if you're not going to be socially isolated, then you better follow all the rules that go along with that. I have people that I know that tell me, oh yeah, I go to the supermarket. You know, like, oh, you know, and I say, well, you shouldn't be going to the supermarket. Oh, we go early, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I say, well, is anybody else there? Yeah, there's people there, you know. They're lined up out in front of the store to get in. And sometimes they're not 3 feet apart. They're right on top of each other. You know, they're theoretically supposed to be. So it's, you know.
So it's not theoretically. If someone reports a supermarket that is not making sure that there's social distancing, that needs to be reported. That needs to be reported, because I know there are some supermarkets that actually have put tapes down on the ground so that people know what 6 feet is. And so one person is online and the next person isn't allowed to be online unless they are 6 feet beyond that. And they actually measure it out for you. So it's so important that all of these suggestions, the recommendations by our medical professionals are followed. Because if they're not only are you putting yourself in danger, but you're putting the people that you come in contact with in danger as well.
Well, the second area, the only store I've been in so far, I had to go for pick up medications at Walgreens because I ordered them for store pickup. And I did have a mask on and did go into the store. And they did have tape on the ground and the whole thing that keeps people from stepping right on top of each other. But that's the second item, actually, is the picking up of medications, which I don't know how you do that. I mean, can you use people like these food services, Grubhub or whatever, to go to pharmacists to pick up medication?
So, you know, you mentioned Instacart, and I know that Instacart has a CVS icon on it. So you can get things from CVS that they will deliver. And I'm not trying to promote one store over another, but, you know, you're asking about are there specific things. And in fact, pharmacies are delivering. A lot of places that may not have delivered before are delivering now. So at the very least, call your pharmacy, see if they will deliver. And you might be surprised because I would imagine in order to stay in business, they are now understanding people can't come to them, so they need to go to the people.
Yeah, I mean, one of the problems with going to a pharmacy is a lot of the people who go to a pharmacy are sick because that's why they're going there. You know, maybe not all the time, but a lot of times they're picking up a prescription because they have a problem. You know, it's a catch-22, really.
Well, you know what, Otto? A lot of pharmacies, too, are doing drive-thrus.
Right.
I want to... You know, stay, and please just call 311 or 869-6011 because our nurses have been working with seniors and calling local pharmacies and kind of facilitating that process of getting it delivered to you. You know, because I know it could be overwhelming, you're trying to do all this, but the nurses have actually been doing a lot of that. So I encourage anyone to just call 311 for those kind of questions.
Drive-through is an interesting thing. We have some exciting moments. We go through the McDonald's drive-thru, Taco Bell drive-thru. And the big thing there is you exchange the credit card and wipe it down when you get it back. But the other part of that is the people handling the food on the inside, you really, there's no guarantees as far as that goes, but you hope that they did due diligence and did everything right.
Well, you can do better than hope. When you get food, you need to sanitize it before you bring it into your house, put it in a new container, and reheat it before you actually consume it. So we should be taking the guesswork out of it by taking every precaution to make sure that whatever we're bringing into the house doesn't have a trace of the virus on it.
We're going to take another break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be back in a moment with Supervisor Judy Bosworth.